Hello, and welcome to week three of Mastering the Law of Attraction. I'm Max Ryan, and I'm so glad that we are back together. And for a second, I felt like I was doing my radio show, but I'm not doing the radio show. I'm teaching. So everyone say hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good to hear your voices, everyone. All right. So this week, we are going to review what we did last week. And we are going to move on to step three. Say yes if you're interested in step three.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Awesome. All right. So last week, we went into step two. We talked about step two, which is your, what is the step two? It's called my what?
Vibrational bubble.
Well, the vibrational bubble was part of it. Step two has a lot to do with our desire statement, So it is giving attention to our desire. So we know that in the law of attraction, it's all about our vibes, right, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
And we can only have two kinds of vibes. What are they?
Positive and negative.
Yep, positive and negative. And we know that if we see something or feel something that we don't want, that seems to be a contrast, that's another word for something we don't want or doesn't make us feel good, we have a very, very direct way to reset that. What is the reset sentence that we say? How about Sue? Why don't you tell us?
So what do I want?
Thank you. So what do I want? So as soon as the words change, the vibrations change. When the vibrations change, the results change. And we're all looking to shift our results. And we're also really, this class has a lot to do with cleaning up your negative vibrations. Say yes if you want to clean up your negative vibrations.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. And I wanted to, before we sort of go on, I want to read something to you. A friend of mine, this is a quote that I believe so much. And my friend put this quote on my Facebook wall today, and I thought, oh, I've got to share this with the class. It says, the law of attraction is this. You don't attract what you want. You attract who you are. That's by Wayne Dyer. And I'd read that years ago, and I've always known that to be true. And it goes right along with what we've talked about, cleaning up our negative vibration, because we don't really realize, by saying don't not know and some other things in our life, that we don't realize that actually we've got some negative vibrations going on, and that's one of the reasons why we're getting what we're getting, because the law of attraction only has one job. And Janine, do you remember what the two-word job description of law of attraction is?
The two words that match law of attraction?
The description, you said one of them, to match what? The law of attraction just matches our?
Vibration.
That's right. So it's just going to match our vibration. And if our underlying vibration is negative, we're going to get negative. And so who we are behind the words definitely is so important. It's so important to go, what is really, and one of your assignments that we're going to talk about this week, and Kathleen, you had mentioned it, is our bubble. What do we notice? What have we noticed is in our bubble? Because what's in our bubble is really, on some level, who we are. And that's the vibration that's underneath everything. Because we said that the law of attraction isn't responding to our words. It's responding to what? To our
vibration.
Our vibration or our feelings. Another word for vibration is our feelings. So we can say, I'm really focused on this one thing and it feels really good. But if underneath you feel like a weirdness or I don't deserve it or something's wrong with me and I'll never have it, we can say all those words on the top. But if underneath we have that feeling like I'll never get that, only those people get that. That is what the law of attraction is feeling. It's not feeling our words. And that's why we talked about last week about affirmations, and that affirmations might not be working because we're stating things that are too far away from where we are. Many times we're saying things, if we want to change our financial situation, an affirmation will say, I am flush with money and my bank account has $1 million in it. And the other part of you, your feeling goes, no, it's not. You're a liar. No, it's not. You're a liar. And so we had a correction for affirmations that might help us to do that. Does anyone want to say what that correction is, that little sentence before you say that we talked about?
I am in the process.
I'm in the process of allowing it to come to me.
Very
I'm
good.
I'm in the process
Very
of expecting
good.
My ideal. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And do you see how that changes the vibration around attracting something?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it like many people that do this work, and they learn that. I did a workshop the other day, and that was one thing that this group really glommed onto, and they were like, wow, it really shifts your vibration to say, oh, it's possible. Actually, it's possible. And when you have that vibration of it's possible, then that's the doorway you're opening up. And that's going to go right into actually our step three, which is the allowing part. But so we're all up to speed about the negative and positive vibrations, so what do I want, and keep turning towards that direction. So I want to just talk a little bit about one of both the homeworks, and thank you, everyone, for doing it. Sue, I haven't read yours yet, but I'm sure it's fine and it's thorough. But first I want to talk about the vibrational bubble. So your homework was to be aware and just look at what is in your vibrational bubble. I have a hunch that you might have had some surprises or some like, whoa, that's in my bubble. That's something that's in my bubble. Who would like to share their experience of observing what's in their vibrational bubble?
Are you asking me to, Max?
Anyone that wants to speak can.
I didn't get my homework done till late because I had a measure of controlled chaos as I was recognizing what was in my vibrational bubble and realized I had to move some of it out. And it was the lessons these past few weeks that really helped. Being, you know, when I was getting bombarded with what I did not want, I was able to shift my thinking by, well, what do I want? And when chaos ensued because of other people's actions, I was able to get my vibration back on track pretty fast. It got pretty far off, but the lessons really helped me get it back. And today has been right back to remarkable as a result.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And more specifically about when we talk about our vibrational bubble, and I was saying this in the class the other day, this is one of the things in this work of really understanding what's in your vibration and being honest with ourselves and seeing what's in our vibrational bubble, that this is one of the things where you can start to really feel like you actually can respond and you can shift, because you start to see how, I'll just give you all an example of myself, is that, you know, for me, until, you know, many times we're going through the world and we're like, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? This seems to be not working. And first of all, that's focusing on what's not working. But if for me, I realized, you know, a few years ago that a lot of what was in my bubble was that I was always trying to push against, and I was trying to always go, I got to get away from where I am. I have to get away from where I am. And that realization that that's what I've been focusing on is one of the reasons why things were getting stuck a lot, because I kept on this real, on a very fundamental level, what was in my bubble is pushing, pushing, pushing. I don't want to be where I am. I want to be somewhere else. So the law of attraction is only hearing basically where I am. I don't want to be where I am. So all I got was more of where I was. And I was like, oh, I get it. I'm giving attention to where I don't want to be and what I don't want. And when I started shifting that, I mean, my life's been pretty darn good because I've been able to apply a lot of this stuff. But really understanding and getting that was in my bubble, I was like, oh, I just have to start to say, what do I want? And I still have to start looking that in that direction over and over and over. And then those what I think I didn't want started falling away. It just starts going away because it's not a match. And we only do what? We only do
matches.
Everyone say, I only do matches.
I only do matches.
Right.
I only do
so
matches.
When we're trying to make something that doesn't match a match, that's pushing and pushing and pushing. And so for me, understanding that was a big deal. And I think it's pretty empowering. Kathleen or Janine, did you have any ahas or interesting insights about what you've been having in your bubble?
Mine was struggle doing things the hard way all the time. And, just that old stuff, but exactly really what you were saying. I'll push everything away from me because I think that got that thing about everything's the struggle of the family, all the old family stuff. So pushing, you know, what uphill.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you see how if you can now, you can see that more clearly actually now, right, Kathleen?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you know, when they say information is power, that's sort of what we're talking about, is that now you have that information, now you have the power, and now you're able to make a choice and go, wait a second, is that serving me? Is that where I want to keep going? And now you have a choice. And it's deceptively simple. Like Sue was saying, I just keep saying, well, that's not what I want. What do I want? And what I said before is that we look at what we don't want or what is the contrast for how long?
Briefly.
So Kathleen, you can see now how you can say, oh, I've identified it. You know yourself. You know what's in your bubble. And now you can start to move forward and shift that. Right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Good. Thank you for that. Janine, did you want to say anything about the bubble?
Sure. When I was on vacation for 4 days, my bubble was wonderful. When I got back to work, my bubble was in chaos. So that's where today when I responded, I wanted peace and harmony. That was my focus for the day. I decided that's what I wanted. And it was a great day.
Good. Yeah, because when ultimately, like coming back to that quote from Wayne Dyer, that it's not what it's the thing we are. It's who we are that we're going to start keep attracting and that we're going to keep focusing on. It's that old thing, accentuate the positive on some level, but we can't pretend that the contrast of the negative is not there. That's not healthy for anyone. It's not good. But you have to say, oh, that's not what I want. I see it. I acknowledge it. But I'm going to go this way. And you can see how, I mean, Sue's already said it. You're saying it. I know that you go, oh, there's something I don't want. I'm just going to look this way. And, you know, that's when kind of what I would say, the alchemical magic of the universe and God starts to work and says, okay, everything will work out. And people start to change, situations resolve themselves, because we're not getting in that craziness of what we don't want and pushing away from. Good. All right. Good. So the other part that was our desire statements, and I responded to Kathleen, and I think I responded to Janine, and Sue, I'll read yours. But I think that you did really well with the desire statements. Who would like to tell me anything about what the desire statement did to their vibration when they were working with it. Who would like to speak first?
Oh, I'll jump in.
Okay, Sue.
I resisted it because of other things that grabbed my attention and then realized it's not going to happen unless I focus on it. And when I sat down and did it, it was so much fun that it just completely shifted my thinking and my vibration to really being excited about it again.
Nice. It is interesting because we go, okay, the old way of thinking, the old paradigm is I have to live with this negativity, or I live with this bad feeling, or live with this thing. That's sort of the old paradigm thinking. New paradigm, which I want you to think and live from now on, is I'm not the victim of anything. I can choose. I have the choice at all times. But good for you, Sue. That's awesome. And also the feeling place, you know, it is good to have that, like, I feel better. I feel better. Your vibrations will make you, you know, when you do that, your vibration will shift to good feelings. Good. Kathleen or Janine, would you like to share anything about desire statements?
When I started to do it, I thought, my God, I have got no idea how to do this. And then all of a sudden, once I started to fly, then I was getting really excited and thinking, oh, what else, you know? So it was actually really, really good. So, it was great.
That happens a lot. You think, oh, I don't know. But when you start doing it and just taking, you know, these four prompts, there are more prompts. I gave you these little desire scripts, but they're called sentence prompts. There's more of them. And Kathleen, as you started to flow with it, did you start to sort of like make up your own?
Yeah, it was just not going to flow and stuff. And then I sort of sat back and I read your one, and then I read the little prompt things again. And then I thought, just start and do one, just one thing. And then once I did one, and then all of a sudden it started to flow.
Yeah, you know what, when you get into that flow, I believe very strongly, if you can get into that flow, that means you're working on the right thing because you're connected with it. You have a connection with it. You just have to move the blocks, and once you get that, you go, oh, I know what that's about. I know exactly. It's inside you. These tools help to bring it out, and part of creating it or attracting it or having it in your life is to get it out of our heads and our mouth into the world, and that's important. So good for you, and really good for you. Janine, would you like to say something about your desire script?
I totally enjoy doing it. I've noticed a lot of change in myself, realizing, you know, what it was that I really did want instead of focusing on what I didn't want. And it has just created a whole feeling.
Okay.
And it's been great.
Awesome. Cool. Now, I would say to all of you that I think I said this last time, and forgive me if I did and I'm harping on it, but it's very good, and it does help a lot energetically if you can start to say some of these desire sentence scripts to other people in the world, to a friend, to your husband, to somebody, to start to say, you know what? I realized that my ideal home is this kind of home. I just wonder, wow, that's really interesting. Or just saying it. You know, it's like I think I told you the whole thing about my desire to come to New York and all of that. Do you remember that, everyone?
Yeah.
I believe very strongly that one of the reasons that it manifested for me so easily and so quickly, actually, is that I kept talking about it. So I'd encourage you, and that's one of the reasons why groups like this, people that are doing this work together, you can keep talking about it with them and you're not going to feel like weird or whatever. But start to attract more people around you that will hear this, and you'll start to be able to talk about it. When you start to talk about it with your friends and people, it will come faster. It will come faster. And your believability in it will go up. And when your believability goes up, your doubt goes down. which is the perfect segue for step three. All right, so does everyone have their booklets in front of them?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so now we are on page 9. It says step 3, allowing. Okay. So step 3 is, and I say this with a little bit of caution, but I need to say it, is that step 3 is the step that when we start doing this, most of us, myself included, this is the step that most of us get stuck on. And it's the step where we will end up working with most. Because most of the time you can, by using the contrast through clarity and then doing a desire statement, you can get clear on what you want, you can focus on it, but allowing it to come into your vibration, having it actually manifest in the world and then attract to us, that is the part that we tend to, our ego mind and this world will tend to always screw up. Because we do not, on some level, many times, we don't believe that it'll happen. We have a lot of doubt. A lot of doubt that it actually can happen, that the right guy will come, that the right job is going to come, that the right business partner, the right clients, the right whatever, the ideal thing is going to come. We have a lot of doubt. So the opposite of allowing is doubt. Make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So on the on top of page 9, where it says what is allowing, I want you to write the absence of doubt. Now, if we have doubt, is doubt a negative or positive vibration?
Negative.
Negative. It's negative. So right under that, I want you to write doubt equals negative vibration. So if we have a desire, if we've identified our desire in the clarity through contrast, my ideal business partner, we get really clear about what our ideal business partner is. We have that desire. We're very clear, but we've identified our desire. Then we write our statement, our desire statement, and that makes us feel really good about our business partner or whatever it is, and that's going really good or whatever. Is desire then, is it positive or negative?
Desire is positive.
Yeah. Desire is positive. So I want you right under that, I want you to write desire equals positive vibration. So, I want you to imagine people in line for the lottery tickets, okay? Can you imagine that in your head, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's a line. There's someone selling lottery tickets. There's a line of a whole bunch of people. And a lot of these people are wanting to win the billions of dollars. You get what I'm saying? They're all wanting to win the lottery, right?
Right.
Is their desire high or low?
Desire is high.
High. So they have a lot of desire. They're standing there going, I want to win, I want to win, I want to win the billions of dollars, I want to win the billions of dollars. But most of those people, if you were to draw like a cartoon bubble over their head about their thoughts or their vibration, they're saying they really want to win, but in their bubble, they're probably going something like, well, you know, it's a 2 million chance to one, or only other people get that. I don't know if I'll ever get it, but I'll try anyway. So they don't have a lot of they have a lot of doubt. They have a lot of doubt. So that's one of the reasons why most people do not win the lottery, because it's set up just like gambling on some level. It's set up so you want it, it's going to ignite a lot of desire, but on some level, practically speaking, there is a lot of doubt. There is a ton of doubt. So if you have a lot of doubt and you have a lot of desire, do you think you're going to manifest it or attract it to you?
No.
No.
You're not. You're not. And there's a very simple equation to understanding the allowing, because those people aren't really allowing because they have so much doubt. Their doubt is at 10, and their allowing is at 0. So I'm just going to, right under the, where it says three equations to allowing understanding, you see what I'm saying, everyone?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So number one. In that blank space, I want you to write strong desire. And on a scale from one, from 0 to 10, 10 being the strongest, I want you to write, before that plus that's right there, I want you to write a plus 10. So strong desire is like the top of the scale, strong desire, and then a positive 10, but not that little plus sign. So under number one should say strong desire and a positive 10. It's a little confusing, I know, but you got what I'm saying, everyone? Yes or no?
Yep.
Okay. So number one says strong desire plus 10, and then there's the plus sign. I want you to write strong doubt. Strong doubt. And on that same scale we're speaking of, strong doubt would be a 0 or a negative 10. So write negative 10. Strong doubt, negative 10. So these are the people that are standing in the line at the lottery. They have a lot of desire. They're at 10. I really want it. I really want it. I really want the $1 million. But then the other part of them goes, this is never going to happen. They have a lot of doubt. So if you have a plus 10 and a minus 10, it equals what?
Zero.
Zero. So I want you to write zero manifestation. If you have a lot of doubt and a lot of desire, you're not going to manifest it. That's why a lot of times you say, I'm going to focus on the red Porsche, I'm going to focus on the red Porsche, I'm going to focus on the red Porsche. But there's another part of your vibration that's going, you're never going to get it. And that's why it doesn't come. Okay? Capiche, everyone? So number two, I want you to write the same that you wrote in number one. I want you to write strong desire with a plus 10. And then next to that, after the plus sign, I want you to write some doubt. And that would be like a negative 5. So some doubt, negative 5. This is where most of us are a lot in our life. We're like, I really want that job. I really want that job. Part of you is saying, wow, I really want it. I really want it. I think I'm good enough for it. I think that they'll choose me, but I'm not sure. I haven't had such a great record in the past. So there's some doubt, but there's some allowing. You following me, everyone?
Yes.
So if you have a strong desire with some doubt, what kind of manifestation do you think you're going to get?
Some.
That's right. Like you're going to get some manifestation. So I want you to write equals some manifestation. So it's like a hit or miss thing. So sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Now, number three, I want you to write the same thing, starting a plus and a plus 10. And who thinks what the last, what in the next thing? What are we going to write there about doubt?
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. One of my favorite bands. Yay. Okay. So no doubt or zero doubt. If you have a strong desire and you have no doubt, what kind of manifestation are you going to get?
Strong one.
Strong.
That's right. Strong manifestation. So write strong manifestation. So I'm going to give you a story right here that sort of proves this point. About 3 months ago, I got a record player from a friend that was moving out of the apartment building. And he was like, "You want this record player?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So he gives me this record player. I have this box of records that I've had forever, and it's a Donny and Marie record box. Sue, you've probably seen it. And it's Donny and Marie and Olivia Newton-John and Melissa Manchester and all these different people that I loved when I was growing up, okay? So I was like, oh, strong desire, first of all. I'm like, I get to listen to Donny and Marie records. I'm so excited. Yay. So I'm just crazy. I'm weird, but whatever. So I'm playing the records, and I'm loving them. And then the record player dies, and I'm like, oh, no. So I go on eBay, and I find a record player, and they're actually pretty inexpensive. So I get another record player, and then I'm like, I'm going to start collecting records from people I really loved. Because I go on eBay, and records are very inexpensive now. So you can buy lots of records, like a lot of 15 records, a lot of 9 records, or whatever. I like the same artist or something. So I'm like, who do I really love that I don't have? And I was like, oh, Melissa Manchester. I love her so much. So I decide I bid on 2 different lots of Melissa Manchester. One was for 14 records. One was for 9. And guess what? I won both of those auctions. So literally on the same day, I get like 26 records of Melissa Manchester. So I'm in hog heaven because I'm like, yay, this is going to be – there were doubles, of course. But I'm listening, and I'm listening, and I'm in – my vibe is so high, I can't even tell you. I'm working. I'm dancing around the house. I'm loving Melissa Manchester. Melissa Manchester is in my bubble. You see what I'm saying? She's in my bubble. Because I'm focusing on her, having a good time, feeling good. Well, I'm working, and that night I get a call from my sister. I haven't talked to my sister in like 2 or 3 weeks or whatever, and I pick up the phone. And as I pick up the phone, I'm like, hello, hello, hello. And I hear that she's at a concert. You know what concert she was at?
Melissa Manchester.
Melissa Manchester.
Uh-huh. She was at a Melissa Manchester concert, and she had put up the phone because she knew I loved her. And, I mean, first of all, how many people in this day and age are listening to Melissa Manchester, and the odds of that are crazy. I had strong desire, and I had no doubt about her. I was just bringing her in my bubble, and then my sister calls me, and it's Melissa Manchester. So really, I manifested that directly because I had no doubt about her. I didn't think, oh, I can't ever. And then the story goes on because then I found out that she was going to be in New York in a couple of weeks, and I went to her concert. But I tell you that because a lot of times we have a strong desire, but we have a lot of doubt. And if I would have thought, oh, God, I really want Melissa Manchester concert, whatever, and I don't think I could ever, she's not around, and that never happened. I was just in the joy of it, in the joy of Melissa Manchester. And that is how it came to be. And that is strong desire, no doubt, strong manifestation. Very much like I told you about the airline ticket thing, right, everyone?
Right.
Did I tell you about the airline tickets?
Go ahead.
Okay. And then we're going to move to step 3. I tell you these stories to give you a concrete real life version of it. I decided that I was going to travel around the world this year, and on New Year's Eve, I said, this is going to be my desire, is that I'm going to travel around the world. I am not a millionaire. I do not have money to burn to be traveling around the world. But I thought, you know what? That doesn't matter. I know the universe. I know law of attraction. I know God. I'm just going to put it out there. And I started talking to people. I said, I'm going to make this about traveling the world. This year is going to be about traveling the world. 2 weeks later, a friend of mine calls. I had no doubt it was going to happen, but I didn't know how. A friend of mine calls and says, I work for United Airlines. We've combined with Continental, and now under those new rules, I get to give one person that's not a family member a lifetime buddy pass on United Airlines.
I didn't even know those existed. That's fantastic.
So, as long as he's alive, I get to fly on United for dirt cheap. That's why I was just in Ireland. That's why I get to go to California. I went to Miami. I'm going to go to Australia. I'm going to go to Belize. Because, I mean, it cost me $20 to go to Ireland.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
So that's what I'm saying about I had a strong desire, and I use the tools that I'm going to teach you right now to make sure your allowing goes up and your doubt goes down. Say yes if you want to know the tools.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing. So turn your page. Are we all on the same page? You get where we are, everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
So turn the page over to page 10. These are tools to help you to allow. Okay? Now, remember at the first class, and I mentioned it today, we only do what? We only do?
Matches.
Matches. We only do matches. So the first tool that's going to help you to allow is because allow, you can also say, is faith or belief. You allow it. When you have belief, do you have doubt?
No.
No. When you have faith, you usually don't have much doubt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are tools to help you to go, okay, so if what the first tool that I want you to write down is celebrate the closeness of the match. Celebrate the closeness of the match. So, this is what you do. You have your clarity through contrast list. You've got your list of 10 things. You've got your desire statement. And as you live in the world, you start to see, let's just take my ideal mate, and you go on a date. And you go out with this guy, and you, most of the time, when we come home from the date, we go, well, he lives with his mother, he doesn't have a job, he this, and all the things that aren't a match we focus on. Correct? Yes or no?
Correct.
Yes. This is what you want to do. When you go on the date, I'm just taking this as you want to go, wait a second. I have my top 10 matchmates. He didn't meet 7, but you know what? He met 3. He met 3. Wow, I must be getting close because he's got 3. He's a musician. He likes kids. He whatever. So you celebrate the closeness of the match. So whenever you experience that thing in the world, you go, oh, look, I'm getting closer. When you point to it and you say, wait a second, that person's pretty close. That business is pretty close. That kind of guy is very close. This kind of, so when you celebrate the closeness of the match, is your doubt going to go down or up?
Up, yeah.
Up.
Up.
No, your doubt isn't going to go down.
Up will go down.
Your doubt's going to go down because you're going to go, oh, wow, wait a second. Your allowing is going to go up. Your doubt's going to go down.
Yeah.
Capiche?
Yep. Capiche.
Capiche. Capiche. So when you celebrating the close, I use the word celebrate. I mean, you can celebrate in a million different ways. You can say, yes, I can see that that's happening. I see that's a match for me. And it might not be happening to you particularly, but if you see it in the world and it matches your list, make a note of it in your mind. Say, oh, that's the kind of job I wanted. That girl has a very similar job that's a match to mine. Or that is the kind of relationship I want. The way that those people are treating each other, that you observe, remember what you observe is in your what?
In your bubble.
In your bubble. So if you observe a couple that is treating each other the way you want your ideal mate to treat you, you're going to look at that and go, that's a match. Wow, it's getting closer to me. I see it in the world. And just the way that's going to be in your bubble, you don't want to keep looking at a couple that's fighting or not treating each other that way, the way you don't want, and keep focusing on it, because that's going to be in your bubble too. So celebrating the closeness of the match will start to make your allowing go up, your doubt will go down. You can just acknowledge it, and you can say, you know, I have a friend, actually, the way she does it, when she's in the world and she sees things and experiences a closeness in the match, she just she looks up at the sky and says, thank you.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay? So that's your first tool. When you start to celebrate it, your allowing is going to go up. The second tool there is similar to something I just said, is I want you to write this. Record evidence in a journal or a log. So you can say, look up and say thank you, but also, just like writing the desire statement is powerful, is I would like you to start to, there's an example at the bottom of the page, see it says journal there, you can make that my ideal mate journal, my ideal financial situation journal, whatever. This is just a little example. So you want to write down, have something with you all the time, and you write it down, go, oh, I saw that kind of guy today. Oh, I saw this kind of thing today. I saw this. So recording the evidence is really cool, because what you do is when you have a little book of your ideal relationship journal or whatever it is, your evidence log, you can go back when you're feeling stuck, when you're feeling like, oh, I'm not sure, you can go back, and literally when you read it, your vibration will start to shift, because you'll go, wait a second, it is happening. I saw this. This is what's going on. This happened to me. So it's getting closer. It's getting closer. So I want you to actually write just somewhere on that page, I want you to write this sentence. It's getting closer. Or my ideal is getting closer. It's getting closer. So you want to celebrate the closeness when you see a match, in some way acknowledge it, do a dance, whatever. Record the evidence in a journal or a log, something. Now, the next one is for people that really like figuring things out, because this is the step where we get in the way of the universe, where we start to – I'm going to give you the example of going to going to a restaurant, and I'm going to use these three steps. So we go to the restaurant. First of all, we chose the restaurant because we like it or whatever. We sit down, we open the menu up, and we scan the menu, and we go, oh, I don't like that, I don't like that. That's a contrast, and the clarity is my surf and turf, whatever. So you go, okay, now I've done step one, which is identify the desire. Now the waiter comes up and says, what would you like? And you say, I would like to have the surf and turf. And you read it, you tell him, so you're giving it your attention, energy, and focus, which is step two. It's your desire. and you say, I'd like the surf and turf, and I'd like it medium rare. Thank you very much. And then hand them the menu, and then they go back into the kitchen to give the chef the order. But here's the deal. What many times, we don't sit there and go, oh, my God, should I tell them how to cook the steak? I wanted it medium rare, and I wanted it this way. Maybe I should go back there and tell them what to do because they might not know. And I should go back in the, and tell the chef how to cook it because I like it just this way. We don't allow it to come to us. We don't sit at the table, enjoy our time with our friends, and have a drink, but it's going to come. It's going to come. And so we get in there, if it's a date or if it's a job or whatever, we start scouring the want ads. We start going on every dating site that we know. We start to look at every single thing. We start to try to rearrange all of the circumstances so that it will come to us. That is not what we're – and I'm using not in a very, very specific way here. That is not the law of attraction. That's goal setting, and that is crazy making. You're not allowing it to come to you. So we want to allow it to come instead of working and trying to make it happen. Say yes if you like allowing it to come.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Good. So number three, I want you to write, let law of attraction, figure it out. You see, in my example of the ticket, all I did was know what I want. I talked about what I want, but I didn't try to go, huh, let me figure out if Delta has a special or if da-la-la-la-la. I didn't try to do that. I just knew it was going to come. I didn't know what form it was going to come. And many times, here's the deal. We want our own form. That God's going to give you or whatever is going to give you a form that's better and easier. So letting law of attraction figure it out is for when you start to go, oh, my God, I'm doing too much. Look, I'm doing. Be more. Be with the desire. Be with your clarity and allow it to come. It will come. It will come. But if we get in there and mix it up, we screw up the whole formula. We sort of screw it up. So it's easier than we think. And you're going to feel like, okay, I want to go in there and do something. Now, very importantly, this isn't about not taking action in the world, this work, because we do have to take action in the world. This is a physical universe in this space and time continuum. But the motivation and why and what you're doing is very important. So if you're doing it because you're trying to organize the outcome and because you're afraid it won't come, you have to stop yourself and say, stop. Stop it. What action feels good to do, because I think I've said this before, the most important thing is that we feel what? We feel good.
Feel good.
Yeah. Most important thing is we feel good. So we get caught up in doing actions that don't feel good. So it takes very little effort when we're aligned. We go, oh, I'm going to take that action. That feels right. And you just do the actions that feel right and let law of attraction figure it out. Now, the last one on number four, and then I'm going to take your questions and comments about all this because I've been talking too much. The last one is practice appreciation for what you have. Many people will have a gratitude journal. You can have a gratitude journal. But practicing appreciation for what you already have will allow you to be in a vibration of open, open vibration. You're grateful for what you have, the things that are in your life, the people, whatever. And grateful and appreciate the matches. A sense of appreciation or gratitude. I think appreciation is better, but gratitude, whatever you want to say, I'm not going to get into the semantics of that right now. But if you're practicing appreciation, do you think that you'll have a more positive vibration or negative vibration?
Positive.
Positive.
Yeah. Positive. And when you are appreciative, just think about it. When you're really appreciative for the love in your life, the people in your life, the car that you're driving, the body you have, your vibration goes, and it's much more of a conducive space to allow more, to allow more, allow more. Because it is in a place where you're flowing and you're not pushing against. You're appreciating what is. This is where the ego will come in and say, if I appreciate what is, nothing's going to change. Right? We get fearful that if we appreciate nothing's going to change or we're going to get stuck. But remember I told you everything is a process? Everything's in process. So if you focus on what you appreciate, you're going to get more of what you
appreciate.
And it can come from a different form in different ways. So those are, I'll just re, actually, I would like each of, I'll just say, Kathleen, what is our first tool of allowing?
Sorry, the first tool of allowing, celebrate the closeness of the match.
Thank you. Sue, what is number two? Sue, are you there?
Yeah. I had you on mute. Yes, I am. Okay. I record evidence in a journal or a log.
Thank you very much. Janine, what's number three?
Let LOA figure it out.
Okay. And why don't you say number four, too?
Practice appreciation for what you have.
Good. Very good. Okay. Awesome. So these, when you start doing these things, you know, a lot of people say, what's your daily spiritual practice? And I know that Kathleen and I sort of talked a little bit about that. Some of this can be your daily spiritual practice because it's aligning you with you and your spirit. It really does. It really does. Okay. So comments, questions, ahas about these four tools, any of them. Who would like to, I have a hunch you want to ask a question or you want to say something. Who would like to go first?
Janine, I really need to help way figure it out.
And why do you like that, Janine?
Because I think I try to control it too much. I try to figure it out myself instead of letting it happen.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. It's most of us do that. Most of us do that. But when we start actually applying these, you'll start to be like, okay, you know what? Because is control a negative or positive vibration?
Negative.
Because it's that tight feeling. And if we can just go, I don't need to know. You know, in traditional kind of spiritual practices, you know, Jesus said it one way, Buddha said it another way, Muhammad said, but it's that be ye as a little child. Be ye as a little child really means you don't need to know. You don't need to know. You need to be innocent. You don't need to know all that stuff. You just need to go, I know what I want. This is going to bring love to myself and peace to the world on some level. I'm going to serve on some level. And you just sit and you go, okay, I'm going to be like a little child that doesn't expect anything. And it's not, children don't try to figure everything out. They just go, of course, it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. Right? So
right.
Thank you, Janine. I think I heard Kathleen. Kathleen, what did you want to say?
Yes. I was going to say basically what Janine said. Number three was let LOA figure it out, and I'm come on, I want it now, and then I want to know how it's going to be, and I always fall down, and for the last few days I've just been working out sort of with wood and stuff like that, and I feel like I've been run over by a Mack truck because I'm saying to myself, well, I need money, so I need money to survive, so I'm doing going against all this stuff. So, so number three, oh, let go.
Mm-hmm. So it's when we let law of attraction figure it out, or we let God figure it out, it's like, you know what? I'm going to do the things that, that make me feel good, that are right, that and they're not things that are from fear, 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 fear. Gotta. It's a very different orientation in the world, different orientation, and it takes some practice. But once you start doing it, it's so much better. It's such a better way of living, I'm telling you. Anything else, Kathleen?
No, just it's been my downfall, that one, but yeah, I'm aware of it.
Good. And you know what? Your awareness is everything. Awareness is everything. Good. Awesome. Sue?
Oh, I'm totally in line with that, but just I like celebrating the closeness of the match because that's something I've overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
I've journaled. I practice appreciation. I often get in my own way with law of attraction, heaven knows, but I can do a backward glance and see where that is and see the difference and just saying, here's what I want, and stepping back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's really helpful, but I have not celebrated closeness of matches. Haven't been exposed to enough of them, and I need to do that.
Well, you have to bring them, you have to get clear about them and then bring them in your bubble, and then
yes.
we'll start to see them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that you bring up a really good point, Sue, is that most of the time we are focusing on what's not matching.
Yeah.
Most of us are focusing on what's not matching. And I'll just tell you from personal experience is that when you do number one, number three automatically starts happening. Because what happens is your vibration starts, you start to live in a way that's much more light. You start to live in like, oh, it's okay. And when you start to say it's okay, it's possible, it's coming, everything's working, you tend to have more faith in the world and with God. You just do. And it's the perfect kind of way to get to number three is to celebrate the or acknowledge the closeness of the match, whatever you want to do. And I think that that's really, really key here, and I want you all to know that. If you have problems with number three like most of us do, one of the ways to get to number three is to just do number one all the time.
Okay.
You know, how, I'll tell you personally, that's how I live my life. I just keep going. And when I really got this, I was like, oh, that's what you do. You just start going, there it is, there it is, there it is. Oh, that's the kind of person I want to be with. Oh, that's the kind of friends I want to have. That's the thing I want. This is the thing I want. I'm pointing it out all the time. So where is it going? It's going from outside in the of the bubble to inside my bubble. And what I focus on, the law of attraction is going to match. And that's what happens. And then I go, okay, that in combination with, you know, I meditate, I run, when I start to get that place of rearranging, I call it rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, you know, when we're trying to like, we're going to rearrange these deck chairs and we're going to make everything work, but the Titanic's going to go down whether or not those chairs are rearranged and whatever we're going to do. When I'm in that space, I have to meditate or I have to run or I have to, and then I go, okay, I'm back. Let me celebrate the closeness of the matches again. So meditation or taking time for yourself and taking care of yourself helps number three also. If we're not taking care of ourselves, because remember I told you selfish equals what?
Self-care.
Self-love.
Self-love and self-care. That's right. So when you're taking care of yourself, you will start to trust the universe more. You will start to trust that everything is coming is for your own good, because that's reality. Everything is working for your good all the time. All the time. Good job, everyone. Okay, so that is step three. So step three this week is you don't have homework per se, but you're going to bring back next week, you're going to bring back how you've been working with celebrating your matches and recording your evidence of all these four things. You're just going to bring it back to the call, and we're going to talk about what you've been doing and your experiences with that. You don't have to send me anything because I want it to be – it's going to be definitely much more of a discussion time. I mean, it's going to be our wrap-up call too. So we're going to – you're going to bring those observations about the four different things. You don't have to do all of them, but just follow your gut and do at least one or two or all of them and bring your reflections back next week. Capiche, everyone?
Great.
Capiche.
Okay. Capiche. All right. So we're going to go around and we're going to wrap up now. We're going to go around and we're going to each talk about something that stood out for us, or you can also say something that you might be doing, you might want to do differently because of this call, okay? And actually, I'll go first to just start it off. I want to, just to tell you, being totally transparent, is that I actually, number four, originally is not practice appreciation for what you have. I actually discovered that, you know, a few in my workshop on Sunday, and I thought it was much better actually to help your vibration. And I think that it's going to work better than what I had before. I'm not even going to tell you what I had before, but I'm really happy with it because I think any time that I can help people to be more appreciative of what they have, it helps them to be in the moment, and it helps you to sit more within who you are instead of trying to get somewhere. So that's my reflection. Who would like to go next? Hey, Janine. I heard Janine. Go ahead.
Sorry. I can't wait to just use all of the tools. I don't think I can choose between one or two. I'm looking at all of them going, you have to apply all four.
Yeah. Good. So that works for you. Good. That's awesome. Thank you. Who would like to go next?
Okay, next it's Kathleen. Celebrate the closeness of the match, because I always push stuff away, so I thought I might just concentrate on that and see what happens. I'll do all four, but that one is something I don't do.
Good. Awesome. And do you see, Kathleen, how what I just said about how it will help you with number three?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't push it away.
Good. Awesome. Very good. Thank you very much. And who else? Sue?
Yeah, well, I need the most work on celebrate the closest of the match, and that'll. And I'm especially glad that'll take care of the number three, too. But I realized, too, that I used to journal a lot, and I could start with a problem and resolve it by the end, and I have not been journalizing. Now I've got a whole new purpose for it, and thank you. It's always been a very useful tool for me, so I'll reinstitute it with a whole new bend.
Awesome, awesome. Very good, very good. Well, good class, everyone. And if you need anything, you know, since you don't have, like, homework, if you have questions or anything about doing these four allowing tools, then email me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But if not, then I will talk to you next week for our last class.
Well, one more
awesome.
Thing.
Thanks.
Yes?
No, we all appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you
very
much. Yes,
we do. Thank you. Thank you, Max. Thank you.
So I will talk to you next week. And also, the other thing, we're going to have this talk about allowing. And any other thing, because it's going to be our last class. It probably won't be the last time that we're all going to work together, probably. But it's going to be our last roundup for this round. And I'd like you to jot down any questions or struggles or successes you see you see over the three steps that you might need my help with? Because I'll coach you around that in that call, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and have a great day in Australia and night in the United States.
Thanks, sweetie.
Have an awesome week, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.